So we'll make one more try at the Rambam and the Tshuva. Okay, so what does he say again? Let's go over Kfar Yadata. That's, what's the number on the Tshuva? Oh, it's in the two. It's in the two igros again. The second chelik, Tav Kuf Pedal, Daf Tav Kuf Pedal. Okay, so we had trouble understanding the plain pshat in the tshuva, right? So we went back to the Yad and we redefined Shomei Ka'ona. We said that Shomei Ka'ona is one process, and another process is with the person's mechaven lotzeis, and with his amen, he actually reproduces the bracha, so to speak. So he's a gavra mashabach. Okay.
And that's not shomei ka'ona.
That's not shomei ka'ona. It's different kavana. Because you can't learn the yad any other way. I mean, unless you want to say that it's just like avorcho or. One of those traditions that are hard to understand, but this makes perfect sense. That there's two methods. So now what he's saying over here in the tshuva is like this. He's saying there are two methods of being yotze. That's what he starts off with. And then he says, but that's a concept of being yotze. Mm. But that has nothing to do with Ona Amen Achar Bechosov. Why? Because what he say, and he brings, then he brings in Amen Yisoma, correct?
Right.
So he says, this has nothing to do with Ona Amen Achar Bechosov. And then he goes on to say that the person that's Ona Amen, there's Allah, he always has to be on the Amen when he shall may a kol bracha in order to be mitzarif the Shem Hashem to divrei shevach. Okay. So there he's explaining that the concept of being mitzarif the Shem Hashem to divrei bigdula, okay, divrei shevach, that's found in the bracha itself. The Mevarach himself does that. And also, the Shomea does it by answering Amen. Okay? So there are two methods of doing that. That has nothing to do with being Yotzer. That has to do with the idea of being Mitzar Hashem Hashem to Dever Shel Kavod. Okay? So he says, and there are two methods of doing that. Either by saying a bracha in the very Amira itself, or else in the answering of Amen.
Right.
So there's, so to speak, a commensurability here. In other words, you could do it through the divrei, the spheres divarm of the bracha itself, or you could do it through the amen. Ona amen achar brachosov is where the person utilizes both of those things. That's the concept of ona amen achar brachosov. But ona amen to be yotze, like kol ona amen areka mevarich, that's a different din. That's Alochim bin Yotze.
Right.
Now, what I'm thinking of is that what's his raya from Omen Yisomo? Right. Maybe it's more simple than we think. Maybe his raya is from the very term of Omen Yisomo. Like, if you're dealing with being Yotze, so what does Omen Yisomo mean? An orphan domain? What kind of an idea is that? See, the very term is a strange term.
Right.
If it's a halacha that you have to, that amen ki mevarech, that should have to do, well, not with amen you so much, as to either you said it in the right time of yotze, or you didn't.
Right.
probably I didn't couldn't find it. It was probably Tochvei Dibur. So the Ramban's bringing a raya from the term Amen Yisomo, that has to do with kavod. There the term is applicable. That you want to be Mitzar Shem Hashem to Dovar Shel Gedula v'Kavod, and you're just missing it. It's like Yisomo. It's like you can't say it's like you're trying, but you're producing a weak, very weak reference, so it doesn't count. So Amen Yisomo is a term that is very appropriate to be Mitzarev Kavod to the Shem Hashem, but it's not appropriate in being Yotze. Because either Yotze, you know, it's a technical thing. So that's what the Tshuva is saying. That he's telling the Shoel that you're mixing up two different things. One thing is to be Yotze, which is Shemaya Ka'onam, or like we learn the Yad, Ona Omein Acha Bracha is Ki'ilu Mavarech. That's Halacha of being Yotze. Okay, there's two ways to be Yotze. But that has no shaychus to the world of hearing a bracha and being mitzaref, the Shem Hashem, to Davashel Gedula, just like the person who said the bracha was. That's a different category, a different concept altogether. And that's where you can't have an Amen Yisomo. That's in the category of Kavod Shemayim. Okay, so he's saying that in the category of Kavod Shemayim, there you have a concept of Amen Yisomo. And Ona Amen Achar Brichosov is only because there are two people that give Gedul to Hashem. The one is the Mavarech through his Sfiras Dvarim, and then there's the Ona, who is also being Mekayim, the idea of being Mitzar Shem Hashem to Dovashel Gedula. So when do you have Ona Amen Achar Brichosov? Is when the person employs both methods and and it's superfluous. There's a redundancy there. That's when you can't do it. But over here, there's no redundancy. Over here, he's saying Amen because he wants to be Yotze. So it has nothing to do with Amen Acha Berchosov. In other words, Amen Acha Berchosov is in the world of being Mitzaref to Shem Hashem to Dovar Shel Shevach. That's in that world. But then there's another world of Amen to be Yotze. That is not considered on Amen Acha Bechosov. He's doing it for a specific reason of being Yotze. Because Kol on Amen Arayka Mavarach. So the Rambam says that there's two things. Shemeika on to be Yotze. And then there's on Amen Acha Bechosov to be Yotze. That has nothing to do with on Amen Acha Bechosov. Did I say no?
I meant
Ona Omen Mavarech.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Right. Either Shomeik Ona or Ona Omen Achar Mavarech. In either case, what he's doing is he's saying he wants to be Yotze. So that's a different world. There you can't say there's no redundancy there. He wants to be Yotze. But the halacha of Ona Omen Achar Brichosov is halacha, which has to do with commensurability. There's a certain commensurability here between the mavarech who's mishabeach, and between the ona amen that's also mishabeach when he hears the bracha. And ona amen acha brachosav is where the person employed both things. In other words, he was mavarech, so he was mitzar Hashem Hashem to kedusha gedula, so he did that already. And he was Yotze already. So what is he doing now? So now he's trying to add a redundancy of Shevach. That's no good. But in the case of where he answers Amen to be Yotze, or he shall may a kaone, and even if he answers amen. So there, that's a different thing. That's not on amenach brachos. So shemay a kaone is he's yotze, and then he's answering amen for the reason of giving kavod. So there's no redundancy. The problem with Ona Omenacha Bechosov is he's playing both roles, that there's a redundancy there. But the Rambam is saying here, he's saying there's no redundancy. It's two separate concepts. Where he wants to be Yotzei, so there's no redundancy. And where he's a Shomea, there's no redundancy. And the only time there's going to be a redundancy is if he's in fact a Mevorech, where he's Yotzei and he's also being Mishabeach. And now he's going to add, the only reason he's saying Amen now is to add more Divrei Shevach Mitzara Shomea. And that is a redundancy. That he can't do.
He's proving it from Amen.